Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Finn Harps and now Drogheda United player Keith Cowan. Keith, I guess we'll start with your side, Drogheda, going down 3-0 at home to Sligo. The game was kind of over in the first 35 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah, disappointing for ourselves. We know we didn't start well. Obviously, we had a game plan going out and it didn't really materialise for us. The way we conceded, Mary conceded the goals, you know, we are disappointed with. But look, we've got another game now tomorrow night against Derry going to Brandywell, which is going to be a really difficult place to go and try and get something. But as I said, look, we have to just regroup and try and go again tomorrow night.
Yeah, and what did you make then of Sligo Rovers?
I thought that, you know, Sligo's a really well organised side, obviously full-time set-up, and, you know, they've had a decent start to the season. And, you know, again, like a lot of clubs, they've had to reshuffle and they've had to bring in a lot of new players again, and they seem to have settled really well with the brand of football they played. They got the ball down and they knocked it about, and, you know, unfortunately from our point of view, we didn't get amongst them. We didn't break things up and, you know, try and create an awful lot ourselves in the first half especially. From our own point of view, in the second half, we really did, you know, trying to, We did get to grips with the game, and we did create a lot of chances, and, you know, we missed a penalty, which again was disappointing. But, you know, there is positives to take from it, but overall we have to do better.
Yeah, and Finn Harps, obviously they have them on Monday night. How do you see Harps faring out in the showgrounds?
Yeah, look, I suppose you got that derby aspect to it as well. So, you know, Harps have always, you know, kind of done really well going to the showgrounds. You know, they'll be looking to get their first 3 points of the season. Again, speaking about, I suppose, you know, getting, you know, squads coming together and, you know, a lot of new players coming in and taking time to gel. So, look, they'll be looking to go there and, you know, make it extremely difficult for Sligo, and if they hopefully try and get their first one of the season.
Yeah, for you then, Drogheda, they go to Derry next. That'll be another big test for your side. Derry looking to challenge for that title this year.
Yeah, Derry looking really good. You know, I suppose the only unbeaten side in the league so far. You know, Brandywell is always a really difficult place to go, and especially, you know, maybe from Derry not having played on Friday night, their game with UCD was called off due to a waterlogged pitch up in Dublin. So they'll be fresh. They'll be looking to, you know, get right at it Monday night and see. You know, they've started really well. You know, they've made a couple of great signings. We spoke about, you know, the likes of McElhinney and Duffy coming back in there. So, well, I'd say to get going after the weekend off.
And just you touched on that, Derry having that game off. As a player, Keith, would you have rather had that game go ahead and play again on Monday night, or would you be happy to have like a little break?
Well, I think with the squad they have as well, you know, they're able to rotate, and, you know, I think players always want to play games. Like, they would have had they probably would have been in Derry and done a session themselves. You know, they wouldn't have just let the day go by. But yeah, players want to play games. They don't want to be training, doing training sessions and things like that there. So no, I'm saying they would have rather had the game on Friday night, you know, going to UCD, and then again having ourselves draw that home on the Monday. Yeah, definitely they would want to just, because then you're going to have to go back and you're going to have to have these games rescheduled, and, you know, it might not suit over the weekend. So yeah, you just want to get the games out of the way and just get them played.
Yeah, and we touched a bit on Finn Harps at the start there. They suffered their first home defeat of the season, losing 2-0 to St. Pat's. What did you make of that game?
Yeah, look, if they'd, you know, gone at 0-0, they would have been happy enough at half-time. I'm sort of repeating myself slightly with getting those new players in and that there. Say, again, you know, Ollie will have a side well organised. We know that they've kept a lot of quality with the likes of Webster and Ethan Boyd and obviously McGinley, and that, you know, been a resolute, you know, at the back there. I think the manner of the goals and the way that they can see them will frustrate management and players alike. You know, maybe a set piece maybe that they would have thought that they might have done better with, and then it just seemed to be a little too easy for Pats there. Again, from point of view, they'll be wanting to try and get that first win. They want to try and get points on the board.
It was another game where Harps are left to rue missed chances. Will Ollie be concerned by Harps not taking those chances, do you think? Or do you think it'll be more as a positive that they're actually creating those chances?
Yeah, well, it's always a positive, I suppose. If you're not creating the chances, then, you know, that's when, you know, you have to start having a better look at it. they're creating chances. You know, they've lost a bit of quality in terms of the strike force they had last year. We know Sean Boyd went to Shelburne. We know Olabi's gone to Pats. You know, that they've the ones, and O'Sullivan, the Sligo, you know, they're the lads that were getting the goals, and obviously Foley's gone to Drogheda. So they'll have to pick up. They'll have to try and find a new goal scorer this year especially. So I think if you're creating the chances, it's not too bad. But just, again, you want to try and find somebody who's going to put those away.
Yeah, elsewhere on Friday night then, Keith Shelburne, they earned themselves a point with a 1-1 draw against Dundalk. That's a good result for Damien Duff's side, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So, I think it's, you know, if you're always picking up points and, you know, keeping the league table ticking over is a positive. It's a good point for Shelburne. Sean Boyd getting the penalty for them there, so that's his season up and running in terms of goal scoring. I think he'd be happy enough with the point, and if they jumped up, he'd be a bit more disappointed that he had all three.
And finally, Keith, Shamrock Rovers, they beat Bowes 1-0. How important was it for Rovers to bounce back from one derby defeat to win the next one?
Yeah, very important to Bowes. Obviously, there have been a lot of bragging rights with that one, with the big Dublin derby. You know, Gaffley getting the goal for Rovers in the first half, you know, so Keith Long, I think, really disappointed with one of the refereeing decisions there. I think Bowen should have had a penalty. Lee Grace upending Chris Twyderg in the box. Rob Hennessy waved it away. Very much to the dismay of Keith Long. I think he expressed his disappointment after the game. That's massive for Shamrock Rovers. Like, they've got a massive squad and a massive budget, and they'll be looking to push on, and probably would have been everyone's favourites to be one or be stretching the lead at the top of the table at this early stage. But it hasn't really materialised that way. So massive 3 points for Shamrock Rovers, and a bit of disappointment and a bit of sourness probably for Bowes.